The Pilgrim Nuclear Plant in Plymouth releases small amounts of radiation into the air and into the water as part of its normal operation. Pilgrim's owner, Entergy, monitors emissions and says they fall within federal limits. But there have been few independent studies over the plant's four-decade run, and with Pilgrim shutting down next month, some community members are worried about what's left behind. WBUR's Miriam Wasser has this story in our series about the Pilgrim plant.
I'm hearing it flying overhead. That's a house finch.
Trevor Lloyd Evans is an ornithologist. He's in the woods in Plymouth, and the birds are out with gusto.
And there's a purr, purr to our left, which is a Carolina wren, the one who goes.
Lloyd Evans grew up in Wales, where, as the son of avid bird watchers, he inherited a love for the animals. He's been studying them at the Manomet Center since 1972. Manomet is a nonprofit science organization that owns 20 acres of woods next to the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station. You can't see the plant from where Lloyd Evans is birdwatching, but it's actually only a few hundred yards away. Birds, he says, can tell you a lot about what's happening in the environment.
Birds are amazing indicators of environmental change. If they don't like something, they vote with their wings and they fly away. If you're an earthworm and you're not happy, life is not good. And anyway, people don't care as much about earthworms. People care about birds. Birds are beautiful. Birds can fly, which we can't.
Birds can also tell us whether radiation from Pilgrim has seeped into the environment, he says. Radiation occurs naturally all around us. We're exposed to it from sunlight, soil, even the air we breathe. Nuclear power plants are also a source of radiation, and in the mid-1970s, scientists from the Manomet Center and Boston University wanted to see if they could detect heightened levels of radiation in wildlife near the plant. For 4 years, they compared birds near the plant to birds at a control site 13 miles away. Lloyd Evans was one of the biologists involved.
And so the idea was that if anything is beginning to build up, would we notice anything? And the answer was basically zero. All the way through. So for the period that we were monitoring, then we were very happy that there was no escape of background gamma radiation except for two events.
Those two events were once in 1972, a few weeks after China tested a nuclear bomb, and once in 1974, when plant workers at Pilgrim opened the reactor to replace fuel rods.
I mean, just admitting that they were responsible for contaminating one bird with their refueling event, that's a concern.
Meg Sheehan is an environmental lawyer who has been investigating and litigating against Pilgrim for decades.
And so that was in the 1970s. Where are the rest of the studies?
The answer? There's not much in the way of independent research. Most of what we know about radiation and the environment around Pilgrim comes from the plant itself. Joe Lynch is a government affairs manager for Entergy, the company that owns Pilgrim.
We do have a radiological environmental monitoring program that goes around, takes samples in and around the plant, miles away, to see if we find anything in vegetation, in soil, and livestock, and things like that.
Entergy's monitoring reports say there's no significant increase in airborne radiation exposure around the plant, and no signs of radioactivity from Pilgrim beyond property lines. The plant also monitors water.
The only thing we've ever detected is tritium.
Tritium is a common radioactive form of hydrogen, most often found in water. It's colorless and odorless and leaks from a lot of nuclear power plants. Drinking it is certainly not good for you, but experts dispute just how dangerous it is. Entergy and the Massachusetts Department of Public Health have tracked tritium levels at Pilgrim since 2007. Reports often show elevated levels in at least a few of the 23 monitoring wells. The levels have exceeded federal drinking water standards at least twice. Though to be clear, no one is drinking this water. Pilgrim sits above an aquifer, but the state health department says the nearest municipal well is more than 2 miles away and is, quote, unlikely to be impacted. Plus, groundwater is thought to flow east toward Cape Cod Bay. Entergy's reports offer little reason to worry about radiation from Pilgrim. But with the plant closing down, some citizens are concerned about what might turn up during decommissioning.
You don't know what you don't know.
Sean Mullen is chairman of a state panel advising the legislature and governor about Pilgrim shutdown. He lives in Plymouth, not too far from the plant.
And it's no different than doing a major house renovation or any other project. Once you get in behind the walls, now we see other problems.
During the decommissioning of another nuclear power plant, Connecticut Yankee, workers found unexpected radiological contamination on the site. It caused significant cost increases. We'll learn soon enough what contamination exists around Pilgrim. As part of the decommissioning process, the plant's owner will do a detailed study about both radioactive and non-radioactive material on the site. Federal regulators will oversee the process and sign off on a cleanup plan. There's debate about how much radiation can be left behind, but the ultimate goal is a piece of land that can be used for almost anything. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.